the shearing. It was not long before they could see the flags flying over the tents, and then the tents themselves. When they reached the place where the horse was to be left, Grandfather turned to Peter, saying, "I can unharness alone. You run along and see the sights." These were welcome words to the boy, who started off towards the sheep pens. His mother called after him, "Remember to come to your uncle's tent for dinner at 12 o'clock." Peter turned and waved his hand to show that he heard. Then he ran on to the place where Joseph and Benjamin Bunker were standing beside the shearing pens. "Hi, Joseph," he panted as he reached them. "Hello," answered Joseph. "Come on, we're going to get near the fence to see the men shearing. They're at it now." A great crowd of men and big boys were pushing up to the outer fence of the sheep pen, and the smaller boys could not see past them. They could only hear the bleating of the sheep. However, by squeezing through the crowds, they managed to reach the fence, where a good-natured man made room for them. On the left, they could see the pasture where the lambs were playing. The sheep were in the great round pen in front of the boys. Peter tried to count them, but he might as well have tried to count the waves in the harbor. A number of men were pushing among the sheep, sorting them out in a circle around the shearing space. "There's Father shearing that black-faced sheep," exclaimed Joseph. "See Ben, he's getting a lot of wool off her." Mr. Bunker always did his own shearing, for he did not own more than 20 sheep. No shearer was more quick or sure than Mr. Bunker.